Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Mental Wellness. This file is to help your mind to relax, to cleanse, to go through a wonderful procedure to really refresh itself. The world can be heavy, pulling you down with all its responsibilities and conflicts. It can be frustrating, pulling on you from various directions and making you feel stretched, thinned. This is a wonderful time to relax, to take a moment especially for yourself in private to really recover and recharge. It begins with undressing, shedding the worldly thoughts from your mind, each layer letting go of another responsibility, another thread that pulls on you. Sometimes there are more things than you think, more layers to let go of, more thoughts to simply drop and drift away. While normally undressing doesn't take too long, this can take a bit of extra time to really carefully shed yourself of that weight, to let it fall all the way down and let it be for now. Whatever it is, it can wait. While you're here, while you're listening and letting yourself enjoy this moment of wellness, everything else can wait. The next step is a shower. Cleansing your mind, making sure that we rinse off some of that dirt and distraction that might still stick to your thoughts. And as we take the time to wash our brain, let the drop go all the way down the drain and finally rinse away some of whatever was still stuck, we can begin to enjoy ourselves. Showering is a very nice experience. After the initial rinse, you can take your time and really revel in that wonderful feeling of a waterfall of drops just passing you by in a torrent of relaxation, each one of them carrying with it a little bit of warmth that is given to your body readily as it departs with whatever was distracting you. Each beautiful drop is another one to cleanse your mind. And with a little bit of patience and perhaps some scrubbing in the right place, it will leave you already feeling a lot cleaner and calmer. It is just one of the many wonderful ways in which you can give yourself that space. There is no rush. These moments are important, where you take the time for yourself and just enjoy it however you like. After the shower and perhaps a quick bit of drying, we move to the sauna. Now, this is where things get interesting in a different way. A sauna is very warm, intended to let you sweat, so that you can finally let go of whatever was trying to get under your skin. What's really lovely is that some saunas are mildly scented, so with every breath you can absorb some of the pleasant scent while your body lets go of everything else. Inside the sauna, it is usually a bit darker and wonderfully quiet. The heat dulls the sound, and your own breath, slow and steady, allows you to relax even more. In here, it is important to let yourself absorb the heat as your body sheds whatever it's wanting and willing to shed, as your mind lets go of anything else that still wants to be. Let go of. It is replaced by a deep, comfortable heat, a warmth that fills you in a way similar to a nice summer sun. Sometimes you may need to adjust yourself to get even more comfortable, to enjoy and let the heat flow through you. It is so nice to know that inside the sauna, time itself means very little. It is there only to remind you that at some point you will have to get out again to cool down, but not yet. First, we make sure that your thoughts absorb the wonderful warmth as completely as possible, sweating out whatever thoughts may have gotten under your skin, and finally, truly, deeply drifting on the wonderful scent that sends your mind even deeper. once it is time to leave this warm place, it can be difficult to get up a little bit, just enough to make your way and rinse yourself once more, this time with slightly cooler water, just to wash away most of the sweat. It happens really easily and so fast that your body hasn't even had the time to cool down, and your mind is still wonderfully warm from the sauna. Immediately after, we can take the time for a short walk outside in the air, looking at yourself as your thoughts emit some of the heat, steaming and having that beautiful, almost ethereal look of coiling smoke and steam with every move and thought you make. As your thoughts evaporate and your body slowly dries, the steps outside are quite comfortable. The deep heat inside your body that the sauna has given you is slow to dissipate. And in fact, even by the time that you make your way to a small pool, you still have a lot of that warmth inside. But before we can continue with another bit of relaxing, melting warmth, first you have to cool down a little more. The pool is kind of cool compared to how you're feeling, but it is also pleasantly fluid. Like your thoughts, it just flows easily, all your movements slow and kind of heavy in that nice, tired way. Maybe the water is even salted a little, so that floating on it is so easy. All you have to do is lean back and let your body bob on the surface. It's as if you're being carried with not a care. The water around you slowly but certainly absorbs all the warmth inside of you until you're finally a little cold again. But that's the intention. This coolness actually helps you to appreciate the next step even more, because we're going to step into a very nice, hot bubble bath. The bubbles aren't on yet, and when you first step in, it almost feels too hot. It's like you're lowering yourself into a melting liquid. But as soon as you settle and let the warmth overtake you, it is so relaxing. You are reminded of the pleasant heat and feel how both your muscles and your minds instantly let go to the pleasant, warming embrace of the hot tub. It melts your mind in mere moments, but that's not even the best part. When the bubbles slowly arrive, it is like first you feel some strange pressure in the water, then the irregularity of bubbles flowing past your body, your mind feeling the tingling of each bubble being present in the water. There are so many of them that it's almost impossible to follow a single one. And once you lean into the experience, it's like your body is being lifted by hundreds of tiny, wonderful bubbles. And as your mind bobs up and down on the surface, the bubbles all allowing your body to enjoy the mental wellness, the wonderful feeling of being massaged in your mind. The heat of the water, the cool of the bubbles, the air above, a contrast to it all. And your mind just flowing along the surface. Each bubble popping another thought until there's nothing left. And there's so many of them, so. It's so wonderful to let yourself just go into this, to really appreciate those moments where you allow yourself to relax, to let go, to let all the thoughts be thoughts and your mind be somewhere else. The longer you stay in the bubble bath, the further your mind melts, until you're simply another bubble popping on the surface. And there are so many of them, so many thoughts that just pop and drop away. And you can enjoy this for as long as you feel comfortable. Only when you need to get out of it do you have to. In a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows, I'm sure you can enjoy the bubble bath for quite a while longer. Otherwise, it's up to you when you want to get up. Allow yourself to really enjoy it and give yourself the time, however much you want. This is for you and your mind. Enjoy.